Hare Krishna devotees, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa group. Today we are so fortunate to have Her Grace Priti Vilasini Mataji on the topic of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand, chapter 6, verse 16 onwards. Mataji, thank you very much. Dandvat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for giving your very, very valuable time and association to us in this morning and enlightening us on this topic. Now I hand over the call to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all so much for this very warm welcoming and thank you for the opportunity. We're reading from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata and we have to read from verse number 17 of the Adi Khanda, chapter 6, right? Okay. We'll start with the prayers. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकाय चक्षुरोन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणम् नमः ॐ विष्णुपादाय कृष्णज्येष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशकारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवसादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयति जयति देवा कृष्ण चैतन्य चंद्रो जयति जयति कीर्ति तस्य नित्या पवित्रा जयति जयति भृत्य तस्य विश्वेश्वमूर्ते जयति जयति नृत्यं तस्य सर्वप्रियानां all glory unto Sri Krishna Chaitanya Chandra, all glory unto His eternal and pure excellences, all glory unto the servants of the Supreme Controller of the universe, all glory to the dancing of His loving devotees. Hare Krishna, so it's a great fortune to be discussing Sri Chaitanya Bhagavata again. Chaitanya Bhagavata, as you all know, is loaded with very, very sweet pastimes of baby Nimai. And we are in the Adi Khanda where these beautiful pastimes, these childhood pastimes and chanting baby Nimai is discussed. So we'll be reading from verse number 17. But before we proceed to verse number 17, I just want to set the context. As Paneshwari Mataji explained in the previous class, Nimai was the center of attraction of everyone in Navadvip. And everyone loved to hold Nimai. And whenever Nimai was restless or he was throwing tantrums or he was crying, all that they would do is they would chant Hari, Hari. And she explained to us very beautifully how Jagannath Mishra's house appeared just like Vaikuntha. And she explained the concept of Vasudeva and Shuddha Sattva. So this was the remedy, the chanting of the holy names. So whenever he was in any trouble or they just wanted him to keep quiet, stop him from crying or whatever they wanted to do, the solution right from his birth actually was to chant the names of Lord Hari. And they would all clap their hands and they would chant the names of Lord Hari. So this is what this little baby Nimai would do. He would ask for unimaginable things. And sometimes it would be very hard to satisfy all his desires. Yet when they chanted the names of Nimai, our little Nimai, chant the names of Hari, our little Nimai would be pacified. That's what we have been seeing. And today's verse is from verse number 16, right? Okay, 17, sorry. 16, sorry. Eka dina sabe hari bole anukshana tata piha prabhu puna karena kardana. One day, in spite of everyone chanting the names of Hari, the Lord did not stop crying. So this was an interesting day because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, little Nimai, he wanted to bring about a very beautiful pastime. So that's the reason he did not act in the regular way. Everyone was chanting Hari, Hari, trying to pacify him. But one day, Nimai just didn't stop crying. So Puna, Puna, Karena, Kardana. So he just kept crying again and again. Then what happened? Sabe bole na suna bhapare ni mai bhala kari na chae hari namaghai. So they said, okay, Nima, you're not stopping crying. So we will all chant the names of Hari and you can dance. So just like Krishna, when, little Krishna, when all the gopis would assemble to see the beauty of little baby Krishna, they would, tell him, here is a sweetmeat. You can take this. You can just, make a small dance performance for us and we will relish it and you can get the sweetmeat. So like that, they would actually bribe little Krishna just to see his beauty when he was dancing. So like that, here the Navadvipvasis, they're all telling Nima, you're not stopping crying in spite of we chanting the holy names. So what you can do is we will chant, we will sing and you can dance. So then what happened? Na sunne vachana karo karaya kardana sabe bale bola bapa kanda ki karana. The Lord did not listen to them and they continued to cry. So they asked him, dear child, why are you crying? Sabe bole na bapa ki icha to mara se dravya ani dibana ka kandana ara. They all asked him, what do you want? We will bring it for you, but don't cry. Bapa ki icha to mara. What is your icha? What do you desire? Why are you not stopping? Whatever you want, we will give you. Prabhu bole yadi mora prana raksha ichha tabe jata dui brahmane nira ghare yaha. So the Lord said, now he's bringing out his desire. If you really want to save my life, go quickly to the house of the two brahmanas. Dui brahmana. There are two brahmanas. Go quickly to their house. Go quickly to their house and do what? Jagadisha Pandita Hiranya Bhagavata E Divi Stane Amar Ache Abhimata Ekadashi Upavasa Aji Sedo Nara Vishnu Lagi Kari Ache Yata Upahara. So now the Lord says, if you really want to save my life, if you really want me to stop crying, then you should go to the house of the two brahmanas. Who are these two brahmanas? The name of the brahmanas are Jagadish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit. So go to their house and they are observing Ekadashi. So now if they are observing Ekadashi, obviously what would you be doing when you're observing Ekadashi? You would be doing Upavasa. And why are you doing Upavasa? You're doing the Ekadashi Upavasa for the sake of Vishnu, right? For pleasing Vishnu. Vishnu lagi kari ache yata upahar. So they were doing Ekadashi for the sake of Vishnu. But what did they do? They also cooked. Vishnu lagi kari ache yata upahar. They also cooked some food for the sake of Lord Vishnu. Se sabanai vidya yadi kai bare panam. Tave muni sushta hai hantiya vedana. If I could eat that offering that is given to Vishnu, then I will be cured and I will be able to walk. So, Nimai. Now he was throwing tantrums, he was stamping his legs, and then he was going from one mata to the other in Navadvip. He was going from one lady to the other, and he was constantly crying. So it appeared that Nimai would not be cured. He would not come to normalcy without anything. I mean, they tried so many things. They tried chanting, they tried doing so many things, but Nimai wouldn't come to normalcy. So now Nimai is telling, if you really want me to be normal and start walking and be cured, then what you need to do is there are two brahmanas, Hiranya and Jagadish. They are both are great devotees and they observe Ekadashi without fail. Now observing Ekadashi without fail is very nice, but it is also very important that we should take care of the deities at our house. So this is a very nice instruction that is kind of given in Chaitanya Bhagavata through this pastime of Lord Nimai accepting the prasad in the house of Hiranya and Jagadish. Now Hiranya and Jagadish, though they were great Vaishnavas and they would do all the recommended fastings, they would never let the Lord go hungry. So in their house, they always made sure that the Lord was offered very nice bhoga. So that's a nice instruction for all of us that, yeah, our sadhana is important, but our sadhana should not supersede the Lord's comforts. Okay, so when we have invited the Lord to come and reside in our house, and the Lord, out of his causeless mercy, has agreed to come and stay in our house, we should take very good care of him. So the Lord doesn't need to observe Ekadashi fast. We are the ones who have to observe Ekadashi fast. I remember when I was very new to Krishna consciousness, and when I started Ekadashi, I was under the impression that I should not make a mistake. So I should make sure that the Lord is offered Ekadashi bhoga. But it is the other way around. I was, of course, corrected by a very nice devotee that the Ekadashi fast is meant for you. It is not meant for the Lord, right? You have to be purified, and that's how you are following Ekadashi, for the pleasure of the Lord, and hence you are getting purified. But the Lord himself doesn't fast. So you can offer him anything. You can offer him grains. You can offer him Ekadashi, whatever. But the Lord should not go hungry. So that was the mood of these Brahmanas. And our little Nimai was thinking, oh, such wonderful Brahmanas. They have given such beautiful offerings with love. They are not going to eat it today. Maybe they will take it later after the Ekadashi Vrata is over. Or they might, you know, do something else with that food. So Nimai was thinking, that food is actually meant for me. With love, they've given it to me. Because he's non-different from Krishna, non-different from Vishnu. So he thought, okay, let me go and eat their offering. So this was the pastime that he wanted to unfold. And that's the reason he was throwing a tantrum with the ladies. So he tells them that if I go and accept their offering, I will be cured. I will stop crying and I'll start walking and I'll be a little good boy. So let's see what Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakura has to say here. So he says, here in this verse, these devotees, they're called as Bhagavata. Bhagavata means a devotee of the Supreme Lord. So we all know two Bhagavatas, the book Bhagavata and the person Bhagavata. So one who's a follower of, one who's a devotee of Bhagavan is called as a Bhagavata. And such a person, he's also a Vaishnava. A Bhagavata is a Vaishnava or an associate of Lord Hari. Abhimatha means desire. So the Lord had this desire to go and eat the foodstuffs. And Upahara means foodstuffs. The word Sushta means to be very peaceful or steady. So what did Nimai promise them? He said, Sushta, I will be very happy. Tabe muni Sushta hai hantiya vedana. If I eat the food from these two Brahmanas. And these two Brahmanas were Jagdish Pandit and Hiranya Pandit, and they lived in Godrum Dweep. So those who have done Navadweep Mandal Parikrama, they know the different Dweepas that is there. And here is Godrum Dweep. And that is where these two Brahmanas were actually residing. And their house was a little distance from the Lord's house. So on the day of Ekadashi, though it is an injunction that one must fast, this injunction is only meant for jivas, only meant for living entities. Lord Vishnu is beyond the jurisdictions of rules and regulations, right? So we do not put him under rules and regulations. He's the creator of the rules and regulations. So he is not bound to fast on Ekadashi. He alone is the enjoyer of all the sacrifices, and all the foodstuffs are actually only meant for him. So Vaishnavas give up enjoyment, but the injunction is that Hari should not fast on that day. And we can accept the remnants, or we can accept prasad on the next day. So there's an injunction that even if prasadam, anna prasadam, meaning non-Ekadashi prasadam, is offered to you on the day of Ekadashi, you have to honor it by touching it. You can touch it, put it onto your head, but you don't eat it. Okay, you can eat it the next day. So we wait. We wait to honor prasadam. Anyhow, prasadam is transcendental, so it can be honored the next day. So, but Lord Sri Hari, who is the protector of all the devotees, he accepts foodstuffs that is offered by his devotees on this day. Ekadashi, actually, if you see the term used here in the verse itself, it indicates Ekadashi as Harivasara. Harivasara, that is the name given for Ekadashi. And Harivasara means what? It is the day of Hari, right? That's what it is. Harivasara means day of Hari. Just like you have Somavasara, Mangalavasara, like that. Every day we say Mangalvar, right? So it's an adaptation of the Sanskrit word Vasara. So Hari Vasara means a day of Vishnu. So which is the best day for Vishnu? It is Ekadashi. So on this Hari Vasara, what happens is Lord Hari, who is the protector of everyone, though everyone else is fasting, he accepts foodstuffs on this day. And it is the duty of all householders to keep him happy, to feed him nicely. And this Gaura Narayan, he's non-different from Narayan, who accepts offerings even on the day of Ekadashi, he desired to eat the foodstuffs on this day. So it's a very beautiful pastime where the Lord acknowledges the love and devotion of his devotees, and he himself is personally present in that area. So as Gaura Narayan, he desires to go and eat these beautiful offerings of the two Brahmanas. Text 24. असंभव शुनिया जननी करे खेदा हे ना कता कहे ये नहीं लोक वेदा. So she's telling, ye nahi lokaveda. Hearing this impossible proposal, Mother Shachi lamented and said, you're requesting something that's not sanctioned in the Vedas or in ordinary dealings. What is this? What are you talking? If you want to become normal, you want to go and eat food on Ekadashi, greens on Ekadashi in someone's house. How is this going to solve the problem? Nowhere in the Vedas it is mentioned like this, that if you take grains on Ekadashi, that too, on a day when you're not supposed to take, you go and you eat in another Brahmana's house, that too that is meant for Vishnu, you go and eat it, your problem will be cured. Such things are not there in the Vedas or in any ordinary dealings. We have never heard about it. Ye nahi loka veda refers to that which is not found in worldly tradition or in the Vedas. So generally we are supposed to follow what is there in Shastra. Shastra Praman, Shabda Praman. We give so much importance to Shabda Praman. There is another sort of a way of accepting things. Like we accept things by hearing, we Shabda Praman, we accept things by Pratyaksha, by, direct perception, and then by Anumana, meaning by coming to a logical conclusion. But there is also another Praman called Aitika. Aitika means that which is accepted through several generations in worldly tradition. So there are a lot of things we do. Actually, Aitika is also a part of Shabda. It is a part of Shabda. But sometimes, we just do certain things because it's a part of family tradition. Okay, so Sashi Mata, she's telling here that even in Aitika, even we have not even heard about it, even in family tradition, ordinary dealings, even the Vedas, nowhere anyone has mentioned like this. So it's no etiquette, you don't have to do this. But then Nimai was very adamant, right? So he's not going to listen because he already had a plan in his mind. So then what happens? Sabeha Sena Shuni Sishura Vachana. Everyone else started laughing. Everyone was laughing. This is funny. He has a very weird proposal. Sishura Vachana, this baby's words are very, very strange. So hearing that, everyone started laughing. Sabe bole diba bapa. Sambara kardana. All right, we'll give you. You can take it. So you know, it was like a joke. So they said, all right, we'll give you that food, but you stop crying, Don't keep crying like this. Parama Vaishnavase Vipraduhi Jana Jagannatha Mishra Saha Abheda Jivana. These two Brahmanas who were living close by, they were very, very close to Jagannath Mishra. So these two Parama Vaishnavas, they were close to Jagannath Mishra. So obviously, these ladies, they could take Nimai to the house of Hiranyan Jagadish. So Niha Sishura Vakya Dui Vipravara Santoshe Purnita Haila Sarva Kalevara. Now, when the ladies took little Nimai to the house of these two Brahmanas, these two first-class Brahmanas, they heard the child's request that the child wants to eat the food that is offered to Sri Krishna. When they heard this, they became very ecstatic. They became Purnita, full of jubilation. They were very good well-wishers of the family of Jagannath Mishra, and they had unbreakable friendship. So the minute they heard that this little Nimai from Jagannath Mishra's house has come to eat this. They were so happy. They were very, very satisfied in their heart. This happens to all of us too. Sometimes we cook for the Lord and we have no one to eat. I don't know. This happens often when there are less number of people at home, right? So if there are one or two people at home, then always there is leftovers. And you feel very bad. Oh, today also there is so much food remaining. I wish someone comes and eats all the prasad that is there. So now the Brahmanas, they were very happy. Someone is coming out of their way to eat whatever they have cooked for the Supreme Lord, because they are not going to eat today. So the Brahmanas exclaim, this is an amazing demand. Dui vipra bole maha adbhuta kahini. Sishura e mata buddhi kabau nahi shuni. We have never heard of such an intelligent sishu, such an intelligent boy. He got to know that we have cooked something for the Supreme Lord and today is Ekadashi and we cannot eat it. But still this little Sishu, cognizant of everything, has come out of his way. Such an amazing demand. We have never heard of such an intelligent child. Ke mate janila aji Srihari vasara, ke mate va janila nivedya bhatura. Bahutaram. How did he know today is Ekadashi? How did he know that we have prepared so many foodstuffs for the Lord? So they are asking like this. How does he know it's Harivasara today? Bhujilana e sishur paramarupavan ata eva ye dehe gopala adishthan. Now that this child has become aware that we have cooked in our house for the sake of Gopal, this child is non-different from Gopal. Otherwise, how would he know? How would he know it's Ekadashi? We are not eating. We have cooked for Gopal. So now we have understood that Gopal has manifested in the body of this little boy. So Gopal Adhishthan, the Supreme Lord Gopal, looks like he is manifested in the Sishu who is Paramarupavan. So that's their conclusion. Ye Sishura Dehe Krida Kare Narayana Hrudaye Vasiya Isi Balaya Vachana. Lord Narayan performs pastimes through the body of this child. Sitting in his heart, Narayan has made this child speak. So they came to the conclusion that Narayan wants to accept, the Supreme Lord wants to accept, Gopal wants to accept the food through Nimai, because he has descended in Nimai trying to accept the foods. He's performing pastimes through this child. Mane bhavi dui vipra sarva upahar ani adilena kari harisha apar. Thinking like this, the two Brahmanas brought various foodstuffs and they happily gave them to Nimai. The words Kari Harisha Apar means with unlimited happiness. So with unlimited happiness, extremely happy, the two of them, they brought various offerings. Dui vipre bole bapa karo upahar sakala krishnera swartha haila amar. The two Brahmanas then said, dear child, please eat these offerings. Our desire to serve Krishna is fulfilled today, because Krishna in the form of Nimai is coming and eating all the offerings personally. We see the word ate or accepted is found. So he has accepted it. So the Brahmanas are telling that we gathered these foodstuffs and we cooked these foodstuffs so that Krishna can eat it. And look at this wonderful, miraculous thing that Krishna has personally come to eat all these foodstuffs. All our desire has been fulfilled. So recently also we heard in Vinita Mataji's class about the Lord actually, there are pastimes of the Lord himself coming and accepting foodstuffs. So here comes Nimai, who's accepting foodstuffs from the house of these two Brahmanas. Krishna kripa haile e mana bhutti hai, dasa vinu anyera ye bhutti kabunaya. When one is blessed by Krishna, he receives the intelligence to engage in devotional service. Unless one is a servant of the Lord, he cannot have such intelligence. So, another interesting thing that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur throws light on is that whatever intelligence we have, even the intelligence we acquire to perform devotional service is actually sanctioned by the Lord Himself. So whatever we do, whatever happens with us, the intelligence, memory, like Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we discussed this earlier too. He says, Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishto madah smriti jnanam apohanam cha vedaischa sarvai rahameva vedyo vedantakrit vedavideva chaham. So smriti jnanam apohanam. All this is coming from the Lord. So even to serve the Lord, it's not by our own endeavor. Even to serve the Lord, we need mercy of the Lord to perform even a little bit of devotional service. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is telling us here, Krishna is the super soul, Sarvasya Chaham Hridi Sannivishta. He appears in the hearts of all living entities and he is the instructing spiritual master within to inspire and serve the Supreme Lord. So he is the Paramatma. The living entities prove their intelligence by accepting the mercy of the Lord. So now if Krishna is sitting in our heart and he's giving us instructions, what is our role? If Krishna is prompting us, Krishna is giving us, instructions, our intelligence, with our intelligence, we should either accept or reject Krishna's proposal, right? So a person who's intelligent will accept the mercy of the Lord. So that is our business. So when the Lord is prompting us, okay, giving us mercy, Krishna is like rain, okay? So when there is rain, if supposing there is a big cloud in the sky and it's pouring rain, so that entire region where the cloud is spread is going to become wet because of the rain, right? Now, if I hold an umbrella on top of me, then I'm obstructing the mercy from falling on me. But Krishna's nature is to give mercy unrestrictedly, just like the rain. The rain is not going to see, oh, this is Preeti Vilasini, I don't want to shower on her. So only her portion, I will keep it dry and I will shower on the rest of them. That is not how Krishna is. Krishna wants to give unlimited mercy to everybody. But if I'm holding an umbrella, if I'm blocking the mercy with my intelligence, then the problem is with me, right? So the suggestion here is when Krishna is giving us the, giving us an inspiration to serve with our intelligence, we should use it. We should accept that mercy of the Lord. Because unless we accept the mercy of the Lord, we cannot become the servant of the Lord. And unless we are the servant of the Lord, we cannot serve with the right attitude, right? So that's what is being explained here. Only one who's favored by the mercy of the Lord can actually understand him. So even to understand the Lord, we should have mercy of the Lord and we should learn to accept the mercy of the Lord with our intelligence. And that is when we serve him, as we serve him, we can actually understand the Lord if we have the right attitude. Bhakti vina chaitanya gosai nahi jani ananta brahmanayara loma kupe gani. So who's the Supreme Lord we are trying to understand? The Supreme Lord, he is not any ordinary person. He is the one from whom all the universes are emanating. The hair pores of the Supreme Lord, as Karnodakshay Vishnu, from his bodily pores, so many universes are emanating. He's the cause of all causes. Is it easy to understand him? No. No one can understand the Lord very easily. It is possible only by the practice of devotional service. Even to do devotional service, mercy should come from the Lord and we should have the intelligence to accept that we want to be the servants of the Lord. This is the same Nimai. The same Supreme Lord is this Nimai who's performing this very sweet pastime, inspiring the hearts of these two Brahmanas. Hena Prabhu Viprasishu Rupe Krida Kare Chakshu Bhari Deke Janma Janmera Kinkare. That same Lord performed his pastimes as a young Brahmin child, as Nimai. The Lord's eternal servants see those pastimes to the full satisfaction of their eyes. Those who are most fortunate and they are the eternal servants of the Lord, birth after birth, can make their eyes perfect just by seeing the childhood pastimes of this Brahmin boy, Nimai. A similar thing is there in Srimad Bhagavatam as well. Seeing the childhood pastimes of Krishna is very rare. Even We see in the Damodar Ashtakam, this is mentioned, right? It's a very rare occurrence to see the childhood pastimes of the Lord. Just by seeing the childhood pastimes of the Lord, one can perfect his eyes, one can perfect his consciousness. So like that, the more we hear, the more we meditate on the childhood pastimes of Nimai, who's non different from Krishna, one can easily attain perfection in this life. Now, these pastimes, they offer full satisfaction to the eyes of the person who's trying to serve the Lord birth after birth. Santosha haila sabapai upahara alpa alpa kichu prabhu kaila sabara. The Lord became fully satisfied to receive that prasad. He ate a little bit of every item. He was tasting. He had gone there for a taste test. So he was enjoying all the little of everything. Harishe bhaktera prabhu upahara kaya guchila sakala vayu prabhu raichaya. The Lord joyfully ate the foodstuffs that had been offered by his devotees. Thus, by his own will, his intense craving was appeased. So, can you satisfy the intense craving of the Lord? It is not possible. The Lord has to satisfy his own craving. So, thus, by his own will, his intense craving was appeased. Even for, we can only serve the Lord, right? Whether the Lord is satisfied, completely satisfied, can we feed the Lord to his satisfaction? We can try. His craving is actually satisfied by the intensity of our devotion, right? And devotion is the mercy of the Lord. So ultimately, only by his own will, his intense craving is appeased. So the word guchila means become subdued or vanished. The word vayu means intense urge or acute desire. So the acute desire of the Lord was to taste the devotion of these two brahmanas. And of course, it was satisfied by his own desire. So it's a very sweet pastime. Hari 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 She Bolaya Sarvajane Kaya Ara Nache Prabhu Apana Kirtane. Everyone present there happily chanted the name of Hari as the Lord ate and danced to the chanting of the holy names. So finally, the problem was cured. Lord Nimai, little Nimai, began to dance and everyone was chanting. Hence, Sri Gaurasundar, who's the Supreme Lord himself and who's non-different from Hari, started dancing as they were chanting Hari. So everyone was chanting what? Apana Kirtane. So nice. Vrindavan Das Thakur says, Kaya Ara Nache Prabhu Apana Kirtane. So they were doing Kirtan of whom? Of Nimai. Because Nimai is different from Lord Hari. So he's celebrated as Gaura Hari. So therefore, it is his names that they were chanting. And upon a Kirtane Shuni, as the Lord was hearing the Kirtan of his own names, he was dancing. And what happened at that time? Kato pele bhumite kato karo gaya e mata lila kare trideshera. Tridhashera Raya. And as they were dancing and eating and chanting the names of Hari, some prasad fell on the floor and some fell on the people present there. In this way, Tridash Rai performed his pastimes. So imagine when the remnants of the Lord is falling on you, how merciful, right? So that is what was happening there. And the Lord here is celebrated as Tridash Raya. So there are many threes in scriptures. Can anyone say a few of the threes that you have heard? Anyone wants to unmute? Okay, I'll give you a hint. Three modes of
I am.
Go ahead.
That's what I was asking. Give me the hint. Yeah, three modes of money.
Okay, like that. You must have heard of many threes, right? In this world.
Three types of miseries, Mataji.
Exactly, yeah. Three types of miseries. What are the three miseries?
Birth, death, old age, disease.
Yeah, that is also there. That is another variety.
Adhyatmik, Adhidaivik and Adhibhautik.
Excellent, excellent. So there is three modes of material nature. There are three miseries. Then, like she said, Mataji said, there is also the three phases of life, right? Birth, old age and death. Okay. Anything else?
Three types of planetary systems.
Sorry, three? I think.
Go ahead, Mataji.
The planetary systems.
The three planetary systems, upper, lower, and middle planetary systems. Fantastic.
The three Vishnus.
The three Vishnus, yes.
Three types of devotees, Mataji. Kanishka, Madhya,
Gautama. Ah, yeah. Three types of devotees. Yeah, nectar of instruction. Yes. Yeah, so like that, there are many threes, right? So the Lord is celebrated as three Dasharai. And some of the examples are given here. Threefold miseries, of course. The Lord who's the Lord of time, basically present, past, and future, or those who are under the influence of birth, existence, death, right? The three phases of life. 33 million demigods, right? So you have the 33, actually here, three Dasha, it says three and then Dasha, three plus 10, so 33, that's how it comes up to 33. Three Dasha demigods. In one purport, Prabhupada explains this three Dasha in terms of 33 million demigods. So three is of course three, and Dasha is 10, so it becomes 33. And how are these demigods classified? They are actually the 12 Avadityas, 11 Rudras, Ashtavasus, and the two Vishvadevas, or you can call them the two Ashwini Kumaras in some classifications. So totally you have these 33 sets of demigods. So these are the leaders, okay? Under them, you have their family members also. So like that, you will get 33 million demigods. When they say, when Shastra says 33 million demigods, the classification comes like this. This is how you come up to number 33. Okay. So like this, the Lord is the Lord of all of this. Of course, we have the three Vishnus. We have so many other examples. Lord of the three worlds, of course. In so many places, he's described as the Lord of the three worlds. So three Dasharai and also the three Vishnu. What else did you say?
Mataji, three deities we taught to the children. Jagannath Baladev.
Jagannath Baladev. Yeah, that rhyme. Yes, yes. Definitely, yes, Mataji. So like this, he's the Lord of the three Dasha. So he was very, very satisfied. And this Supreme Lord, who is actually glorified in all the Shastras, being the Supreme Lord, the source of everything, the independent and whatnot, Supreme Controller, Proprietor, what was he doing? He was playing in the courtyard of Mother Sachi. Ye Prabhu re sarva vede purane vakhana hina Prabhu kele Sachi Devi rangayana angane. Devi, who's this Devi? Sachi Mata. So in the house of, in the courtyard of Mother Sachi, Sachi, who was playing? The source of the Veda Purana and everything, the one who's glorified, Vedaischa Sarvair Ahameva Vedya, that Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was actually playing in the courtyard. Who actually prayed like this? There is one great devotee. We have seen this verse many times, Raghupati Upadhyay. He prays like this. Shrutim apare smritim mitare bharatam manye bhajantau Bhava Bhitaha Aham Iha Nandam Vande Yasyalinde Param Brahma. Those who are afraid of material existence worship the Vedic literature. Some worship Smriti, the corollaries of the Vedic literature, and others worship Mahabharata. As far as I am concerned, I worship Krishna's father, Maharaj Nanda, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is playing. It's a very, very sweet realization. It's very nice that Supreme Lord, who's so easily accessible, who has come as a little baby and doing what he's playing, right? He's playing and he's freely bestowing love of God. So I worship that Lord and I worship that Mother Shachi. I worship, like he's here, Raghupati Upadhyaya says, I worship Nanda Maharaj, because in his courtyard, the Supreme Lord is coming and playing. So another realization by another devotee about the Lord who becomes so simple and who comes and plays in the courtyard. So this is what Vrindavan Das Thakur is also telling here. Ye Prabhu re sarva vede purane vakane hena Prabhu kele shachi devira Angani, the same Lord who's glorified in the Vedas and Puranas, thus played in the courtyard of Mother Shachi. So we offer our obeisances to Mother Shachi, Jagannath Mishra, and Nimai Pandit. Not even Nimai Pandit, baby Nimai here. Dubila chanchalaya rase prabhu vishvambhara samhati chapalayata dvijera konara. Lord Vishvambhar, drowned in the mood of a restless child as he sported with other restless Brahmana boys. The word samhati means the society, right? Samsthan, samhati. Samhati, society, community or gathering of people. But this verse, in this verse, it means along with. The word konara is a corruption of the word kumara or male children. So now we are going to the next section of today's discussion. The first half was he accepting the foodstuffs from the house of these two brahmanas. Now we are going to the next part where our little Nimai was enjoying and he was playing with the different boys in Avadvip, just like how Krishna would play with the cowherd boys in Vrindavan. So a lot of boys play is actually mentioned here. It's going to be interesting. Boys will be boys, so it's going to be a lot of fun. Sabara sahita giya pade nanasthane dhari ara kite nahi pare ko na jane. As the Lord went to study at various places with his friends, who were all boys, group of boys, no one was able to control him. He was such a brat. Huh? No one was able to control him. Anya shishu dekile karaya kutuhala seha parihasa kare bajaya kondala. Wherever the Lord met new boys, whenever the Lord met new boys, he would tease them. And when the other boys retaliated, a quarrel broke out. So he was quite a boy who liked to tease everybody. Kutuhala means to make fun. And bajaya means to begin or to commence. And the word kondala is a corruption of the Sanskrit word kandala, which means to quarrel or debate. So this was a very common theme in the early childhood pastimes of Nimai. Nimai, not only when he was a little boy, he would call out to everyone and tease them and make fun of them and argue with them. Even when he became a youth, when he became Nimai Pandit, when he was a teacher of grammar, even at that time, he had this habit of actually teasing his close associates. He would catch hold of everybody who was walking on the roads and he would tease them. By force, he would, you know, grab them by their hand and tell them, stop, I have some questions for you. And he would start challenging them with all sorts of intricate grammatical rules and sentence formation rules and, you know, ask them to argue with him to see if he could defeat them. And he would juggle words so carefully that he would easily defeat anybody who came to him. So he was celebrated as Nimai Pandit. And all the devotees, they would kind of get involved with these debates. And they would feel that none of these debates have to do anything to do with Krishna. So they would actually feel very sad about it. The devotees who were called by Nimai as he became a little older. We are just saying this as he became older. Of course, we are going to get into the details of these pastimes much later. Maybe after chapter 11 of Adikanda, we'll read these pastimes. But Nimai had this habit. So he enjoyed it. He enjoyed teasing people. And he would begin arguing with them. The people who were engaged in those arguments, they found it too dry, you know, too so much of dry logical debate. They didn't want to argue with him because it had nothing to do with Krishna. But still, Nimai would force them to talk about all this. And why did he do that? Right? One may ask, you know, where is the need if they are not going to be inspired in Krishna consciousness by these debates? And they didn't like it either. Why was Nimai forcing them to do it? The answer is because the Lord desired to reveal the glories of his devotees. So through these pastimes, the Lord was glorifying his devotees. He was showing the world how his devotees, they actually don't like to talk any topics that do not concern Krishna. So he wanted to bring out their glory. So they would run away from Nimai. They would hate debating such subjects. And he wanted to show their intense separation from Krishna Katha. So actually he was increasing their desire for Krishna Katha by constantly torturing them to hear non-Krishna Katha. Only the Lord can do that. We can't do that, right? So only the Lord would pull them and make them talk all sorts of things that is not related to Krishna so that they would hanker, when will I hear Krishna Katha? Enough of this debate with Nimai. So there are so many pastimes of the different associates of Lord Chaitanya who would get stuck in these debates. Like one time Mukunda, he was approximately the same age of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And once Mukunda was walking, and the minute he saw Nimai, he just turned away and he tried to hide. He tried to change directions. He wanted to avoid Nimai because he knew if Nimai sees him, he'll catch him and he'll start some new grammatical argument. And at that time, Nimai, he was with the students and he was asking, why is Mukunda running away and why is he hiding? And the student said, maybe he has some work, so he's just going away because he's busy. But then Nimai said, no, that's not the reason. He doesn't like to talk anything other than Krishna. That's the reason he's running away from me and he's hiding. But someday this Mukunda will realize that I will also become a great devotee, and even Brahma and Shiva will fall at my feet and worship me. But this is all true. Nimai, at that time, he was just telling his students in a joking way that, yeah, one day this Mukunda will realize that I'll become the greatest of all devotees and everyone will come and worship me. Because here at this point, Nimai knew what he's going to do in his future, but he was just joking with his students and trying to make fun of Mukunda. Similarly, Gadadhar Pandit, he was another very close associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Gadadhar Pandit, in his early days, he was known for his very quiet and calm demeanor. He was very renounced, and he was like that all the while, even when he was a kid. And even Shachi Mata always wanted Gadadhar Pandit to accompany Nimai everywhere. But Nimai, he would not leave even Gadadhar Pandit. He would constantly, try to talk to him about some meaningless arguments, meaningless grammatical arguments. And Gadadhar, he never liked it. He would never like this. He would feel like running away from Nimai. And in fact, sometimes he would maintain distance from Nimai because Nimai would drag him into such conversations. And Nimai would tease Gadadhar Pandit like anything. He would pull him and he would catch hold of Gadadhar Pandit and he would start scolding Gadadhar Pandit. What do you think of yourself? You think you're a great Pandit? So now I'll ask you a question. Let's see if you can answer this. Tell me, what is the symptom of a liberated soul? And Gadadhar Pandit would give very serious explanations from scripture. He would try to explain logically. In Shastra, it is mentioned in this verse that a liberated person is supposed to behave like this, and he would go on and on. And Nimai would just, with his wave of his hand, he would reject everything Gadadhar Pandit said. And then he would say, a liberated person means one who's in complete misery. That is the symptom of a liberated person. And Gadadhar Pandit would be like, not again. And Nimai Pandit would tell him, no, you won't understand all this later. Think about it for some time. Once you go home, you'll start realizing these points. So like that was the nature of Nimai. Whether he was in his youth as Nimai Pandit or whether he was little Nimai who was playing with his school friends, this is what Nimai would do all the time. He would keep debating and arguing with his friends and teasing his friends. There is also a pastime of how he would tease Murari Gupta. Murari Gupta was a physician, right? Physician. That was the occupation of that family. So he would tease Murari Gupta, oh, why are you coming to school to study? Why don't you go and grind your herbs? Why are you wasting our time? And he was quite bossy in nature, Nimai Pandit. But it was very sweet. It was overwhelming, maybe, it appeared overwhelming, but these devotees, they loved it. They would love to run away from Nimai, and they love to get caught by Nimai. They would love it when Nimai would pull them and forcibly argue with them. They enjoyed all this. So just like how the gopis we see in Krishna Leela, of course, they would guard their house. They didn't want the butter to get stolen. But when Krishna would secretly come and steal the butter, it would give them great happiness, right? So similarly, these boyfriends of Nimai, they also had such feelings. Though they would run away and hide from him, when they would get caught, they would get so much happiness arguing with Nimai, because the Lord is all attractive. Whatever he does is very pleasing to the heart. Text 45. ప్రభుర బాలక సవేజిన ప్రభు దబ్బలే అన్య శిశు గణయత సబహరిచలే. బై ద స్ట్రెంగ్త్ ఆఫ్ ద లార్డ్ అండ్ హిస్ ఫ్రెండ్స్ by the strength of the Lord, he and his friends always won such quarrels, and the other boys would leave in defeat. So Nimai Pandit, very, very strong, always the winner. Dhulaya dusara prabhu shri gaura sundara likana karila bindu shobe manohara. This is the beauty of Gaura Sundar. So in this verse, Vrindavan Das Thakur, he chooses to call him Gaura Sundar. How is he Gaura Sundar? Because he would look so beautiful when he would come back from school, arguing with his friends, and after all his schooling and play, he would be completely covered with dust. His hair would be covered with dust, it would become ashen with dust, and he would be decorated with drops of ink. Like we all, if you all remember in school days, that is what we used to do. We used to go play in the ground, play some nice games, and then spill ink on each other. Our uniform would be covered with drops of ink. So all this would look very attractive when the Lord would do it. When we would do it, we would of course be scolded at home. But when the Lord would do it, it would look very, very attractive. The Lord's beauty would increase with all this dust that was, raised in Navadvip, and that would cover his hair and face, and the ink drops, the bindu. Likana karila bindu shobe manohara. So likana karila bindu. So drops of ink, and these will decorate him. These would decorate him and make him look even more beautiful, make him look manohara. Manahara. So your heart would get stolen. It would be enchanting, enchanting to see the beauty of the Lord when he would return like this. Again, you can make so many parallels with Krishna Leela. When Krishna comes home like this, come home too. Like for example, here is a very beautiful snippet from Nectar of Devotion, chapter 23. In the Lalita Madhava, compiled by Srila Rupa Goswami, Krishna is addressed as follows. My dear Krishna, when you are engaged in herding the animals, the dust caused by the hooves of the calves and cows covers your nice face and artistic tilaka, and you appear very dusty. But when you return home, the milk flowing out of the breasts of your mother washes your face of its dust covering, and you appear to be purified by this milk, just as when the deity is washed during the performance of the Abhishek ceremony. It is the custom in the temples of deities that if there have been some impure activities, the deity has to be washed with milk. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was washed by the milk coming from the breast of his mother Yashoda, which purified him of his dust covering. So this is how Krishna would come when he would come home, completely covered in dust. It would look very beautiful. But how would this contamination of the dust be cleansed off? By mother Yashoda's love and affection. Because the milk coming from her would actually do an abhishek of him and purify him. So very, very beautiful, loving devotion in Vatsalya Rasa exhibited by Mother Yashoda, described in Lalita Madhava. And there is one devotee who was fighting in the mood of chivalry, and that is none other than Bhishma Dev, right? So when Bhishma Dev saw Lord Parthasarathi riding the horses, the chariot of Arjuna, that time looking at the beauty of the dust covered face of the Lord, the dust covering his hair, he prayed like this. On the battlefield where Sri Krishna attended Arjuna out of friendship, the flowing hair of the Lord turned ashen due to the dust raised by the hoofs of the horses, and because of his labor, beads of sweat wetted his face. All these decorations, Bhishma Dev says, they all look like decorations on the Lord. All these decorations intensified by the wounds dealt by my sharp arrows. Not only did he have dust and all that on his hair, his face was also pierced. His face and his body was pierced by the sharp arrows of Bhishma Dev. They were all enjoyed by him. Let my mind thus go unto Sri Krishna. This was the final meditation of Bhishma Dev. When Bhishma Dev was relishing this beauty of Krishna as his face and hair is covered with dust. So we can all meditate on the beauty of me, my coming home with dust and drops of ink. Verse 47. Padi ashuniya sarva shishu gana sange ganga snane madhyahane chalena bahurange. At noon after their studies, the Lord and his friends joyfully went to bathe in the Ganges. So now the Ganges is going to purify Nimai, okay? In Yashoda's case, Yashoda was purifying Krishna with her milk. But here we have Nimai who has Mother Ganges close by. So he's going to go inside the Ganges and start playing. Majiya, majiya, huh? Majiya gangaya vishwam bhara kurtu hali sishu gana sange kare jala phela pheli. Vishwambhar and his friends eagerly entered the Ganges wherein they enjoyed splashing water on each other. Majiya means to be immersed, and Sishu Gana Sange with the entire crowd of boys, everybody would enter the Ganges Kutuhala. They would enjoy nicely. Kare Jala Phela Pheli. Nadiyara Sampati Vake Balita Pare Asankhyata Lokal Eko Ghate Snana Kare. Who can describe the opulence of Navadvip? Innumerable people took bath at one of the bathing ghats. Sampati means wealth, right? Sampat means wealth. So Navadvip Dham, the Sampat that Navadvip Dham had was innumerable. It was uncountable. It was great. And also innumerable people would come and take bath in this great auspicious land of Navadvip. Kateka vas santa danta grihastha sanyasi najani kateka sishu miletani asi. So Vrindavan Das Chakur tells us, I am unable to say how many saints, ascetics, householders, sannyasis and children would come there to take bath. Mother Ganges flows in the region of Bengal. So everyone in all ashrams, everybody in all varnas, they would all come and take bath in the holy waters of the Ganges. So like this, Nimai, along with all his boyfriends, he would enjoy taking bath in the river of Ganges. And just imagine the great fortune of the people in Navadvip. So many people would come and take bath in the same water that Nimai was actually taking bath. Very similar to Krishna taking bath in the water of the rivers of Yamuna. He would perform beautiful pastimes in the rivers of Yamuna. And he would just imagine, you know, there was one poet who said, I don't know if Yamuna has become black because the dark Krishna takes bath there, or Krishna became dark because he took bath in the waters of river Yamuna. So there is an eternal connection between Krishna and Yamuna. And Krishna has entered the waters of Yamuna, and imagine everyone else who enters the water of Yamuna, what would happen to them. So like that, when the Lord swam in the Ganges with his associates, he was like surcharging the waters of Ganga. As it is, Ganga is known to purify the whole world. Now comes Nimai, who's surcharging the waters of the Ganges, making it forever pure. Sabera Lilaya Prabhu Gangaya Santare Krishna Dube Krishna Bhase Nana Krida Kare. As the Lord swam in the Ganges with his associates, sometimes he would dive below the surface and sometimes he would float like a little boy who's learning to swim. In this way, he enjoyed various sports. Now, what are the sports he enjoyed? What is the mischief he did? He did a lot of mischief, a lot of complaints. Again, parallels in Krishna Leela. Whatever Krishna did, loads of complaints would go to his mother. So like that, what was happening in Navadvip? What is all the mischief he did in the waters? What is the mischief he did to the other people who lived in Navadvip? That will be covered on Monday. So a lot of interesting pastimes, and we will hear all of that on Monday, and we will stop here for now. Exactly 9. Any questions or any additions, corrections, realizations, please go ahead.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Mataji. So nice, all the pastimes you were explaining, naughty pastimes, and how, you know, Lord was personally coming and accepting Ekadasi. On Ekadasi day, not Ekadasi Prasadam, that was prepared for him for personally. So Mataji, my question is, so home duties are always flexible, as we all know, but I'm asking, because we don't cook any non-Ekadasi food, because everybody eats Ekadasi Prasadam, but something we are cooking for the Lord, right? With Ekadasi or non-Ekadasi, that is enough, right?
More than enough, don't worry. Have to be non-Ekadasi. The Lord has to be fed, that is our point.
That is what my question was. Very nice, Mataji. Beautiful, beautiful how everybody were chanting Hari Hari. And also, as you said, if Lord does naughty, it is celebrated. But when we do naughty, parents will scold us, teachers will scold us, everybody will scold us. So beautiful, Mataji, and thank you so much for that three thing. You are asking that question, and we could think more. What is 333? Thank you for a brain exercise. But it's like very nice, Mataji. So beautiful. Thank you. Very grateful to you, Mataji. Hari.
Thank you, Vinita, Mataji. Thank you for everything. Anyone else?
Hare Krishna Mataji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada and Guru Maharaj. Thank you so much, Mataji. I mean, it is so beautiful. Everything that you say becomes beautiful, you know. Whether it is beautiful or you make it beautiful, we don't know. But it's very. But I love the last point, what you said, whether Krishna became black or Yamuna became black. That's the most, like for me, that was take home to meditate, you know, how long ever I can, my poor memory. But thank you once again, and I really, really look forward for more classes from you. You make it so sweet, Mataji, you know. Even if I do not have a personal taste, you make it very tasty. So thank you for that, Mataji. Hare Krishna, Dandavat Pranam, and continue giving your association, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Anuradha Mataji. I'm waiting to hear the mischievous pastimes on Monday. Thank you, Mataji.
Thank you, Mataji.
Devotee, anybody have any questions?
No. Otherwise, there is one question by Lakshmi Mataji. Any liberated soul symptom is full of misery. Can you please elaborate a little bit, please, Hare Krishna? So, actually, he was teasing, that's all. He was just teasing and trying to defeat whatever Gadadhar Pandit said. That is what he was trying to do. It's not really important, like meaning he was just making fun, but I will request Mataji to hold on and hear that section from Chaitanya Bhagavat. It comes in the 11th chapter. We can churn out a lot of interesting points from that chapter, the conversation between Gadadhar Pandit and Nimai. So we'll wait for that. But here, I'm not able to say a specific reason why he said like that. He was just, you know, saying, full of misery, like that. He was just trying to defeat Gadadhar in whatever he said. That is the point. Definitely when we do that chapter, Mataji, we go verse by verse, we'll probably get a lot more to read and understand that section. So I request you to hold on. And I can also share the link to the verses. So you can also probably just go through. It's nothing much. They were just arguing back and forth. That's all. So I'll send that, Mataji, if that will help. Hare Krishna, Mataji. Yeah.
Is there anybody? So Mataji... It was such a sweet, sweet, sweet class, and you just narrated very sweet pastime of baby Nimai. So I like that. And I had a question I was going to ask you, but I already got an answer from Vinita Gandharvika Mataji, whatever she asked. Same thing I was going to ask, that me and my mother-in-law, we all were used to offer the prasad, Ekadashi prasad, to the Lord. So, and here I... heard like that. So I was going to ask same thing, but you already gave the answer. Anyway, we have to fed the deity, our deity.
That's all. Doesn't matter whether it's Ekadashi or non-Ekadashi. That's not the point. It's more like they should be happy.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Because we never cook the other food, Ekadashi food. So.
No, because you know there are some people who say, oh, you know, Ekadashi is a day when you can take rest, you don't have to cook, and you know, you can fast. That's not the point of fasting,
no,
right?
Yeah.
So that's not how we interpret Ekadashi. Ekadashi, we serve the Lord. Our service should increase. We should take care of the Lord. We may not eat grains, but still the Lord should be fed.
Yeah. But Mataji, if we cook only one thing on Ekadashi, still it's okay, or we have to cook more things?
See, Mataji, it's just like when you have a child at home, whether you cook one item or two items, if the child's hunger is satisfied, the child is happy, right?
So yes,
it's only the love and devotion ultimately.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you so much. So thank you very much, Mataji, for your very enlightening class today. And we are so grateful to you. And we are looking more and more association in frequently in future too, continuously, because I like which way you just released the all pastimes of the Lord. Really, it's very amazing. And I love that thing. So, and if nobody have any questions, we can end the call here, Mataji. Vancha kalpataru vyashtya kripa sindhu vyayuvacha. पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री चैतन्य भागवत की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हर ग्रेस प्रीति विलासिनी माताजी की जय
ऑल द डिवोटीज ऑन द कॉल हरे कृष्ण
माताजी हरि बोल